George Conway, Latest Rape Claim Against Trump More Credible Than Juanita Broderick. By Joshua Kaplan on June 22, 2019. Attorney George Conway, the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, declared Saturday that the latest rape allegation against President Donald Trump is more credible than Juanita Broderick's claim against former President Bill Clinton. On Friday, journalist and advice columnist E. Jean Carroll accused President Trump and former CBS CEO Leigh Moonves of sexual assault in an excerpt of her forthcoming book excerpted Friday in New York Magazine. She said that real estate tycoon Trump approached her in 1995 or 1996 at Bergdorf Goodman department store in Manhattan. Recognizing each other, she said he asked her for help buying a gift for a woman. Trump was married to Marla Maples at the time. Carroll said Trump followed her to a fitting room at the store, shoved her against a wall, pulled down her tights and, forcing his fingers around my private area, thrusts his penis halfway, or completely, I'm not certain, inside me. In an opinion editorial published in the Washington Post, Conway attempted to explain why Broderick's allegation is less believable than Carroll's. Conway wrote, Broderick had told her story nearly two decades earlier, first to the media, and then later in a book. She had recounted how, in 1978, Clinton asked her up to his hotel room. How he allegedly forced himself upon her. How she tried to pull away. How he allegedly bit her lip, then later told her to put ice on it. How she sobbed. How she told some of her friends. How she didn't tell the police. Clinton denied her accusations. The Republican lawyer went on. She, too, tells a story about how she was alone with a man. How in 1995 or 1996 that man, Trump, allegedly forced himself upon her. How she tried to fight back. How she tried to push him away and tried to stomp on his foot. How he penetrated her. How she ran out the door. How she told friends. How she didn't tell the police. Conway then wrote that Broderick, under oath, denied Clinton had assaulted her. For another, Carroll's account is supported by the sheer number of claims that have now surfaced against Trump. Claims in which women have accused Trump of engaging in unwelcome or forcible sexual conduct or assault against them, Conway wrote. The Trump critic concluded his op-ed by exploring what he referred to as an easily disprovable Trumpian lie. He wrote. The White House denied the allegation from Carroll, the 16th woman to publicly accuse President Trump of sexual misconduct. This is a completely false and unrealistic story surfacing 25 years after allegedly taking place and was created simply to make the president look bad, a senior White House official said in a statement to New York Magazine. In a separate statement, President Trump shot down the allegation, stating that he has never met Carroll. I've never met this person in my life, President Trump told reporters. She is trying to sell a new book that should indicate her motivation. It should be sold in the fiction section. It's just as bad for people to believe it, particularly when there is zero evidence, the president added. Worse still for a dying publication to try to prop itself up by peddling fake news, it's an epidemic. If anyone has information that the Democratic Party is working with Ms. Carroll or New York Magazine, please notify us as soon as possible, he concluded. The world should know what's really going on. It is a disgrace and people should pay dearly for such false accusations. The UPI contributed to this report.